All right, we're going to discuss. We'll get into the basketball stuff as well. What a disaster for the Celtics. And also our buddy Brian McFadden. He's going to join us tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on the show. Great interview with Michael Penix. We told you about it yesterday, and it's on Put 'Em Up, See Dukes at Twitter. I retweeted it and posted it again. But during that interview, Matt Ryan, he FaceTimes Matt Ryan, and it's pretty funny as there's a lot there. So we'll talk with BMAC about that, but we also will let you hear what Michael Penix had to say about if the Falcons would have made the playoffs sooner if they started him. With that, let's say good afternoon to Jack Nelson. Jack, welcome in to the show, man. Welcome to the A. We're excited to have you. Seventh round pick for Atlanta Falcons out of Wisconsin. First of all, I got to ask you this, man. Is Wisconsin the party school that everybody says it is? My daughter had a chance to get in there, and we went up for a visit, and we left, and I said, you can't go here. Is it crazy, Jack?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely pretty fun.
It is. It is.
It's definitely pretty fun.
You had a good time there. You had a great career in Wisconsin. Talk to us about this journey for yourself, man. I know your family, football runs deep.
Yeah. I played at Wisconsin with my younger brother. He's on the team there still. My dad played at Wisconsin. All of them played at O-line. And, football just kind of runs real deep. I got three younger brothers. They all play football. And so to kind of be here is a dream come true.
From Madtown, from Madison, man. Yeah, talking with our newest Falcon, Jack Nelson. The process, man, with the combine, did you anticipate you'd go where you went?
I think, I didn't really have a great idea. I strained my hamstring right before the Senior Bowl, so that was a little disappointing. I was a little disappointed I couldn't show off, what I could do at the Senior Bowl and, doing some of the combine testing. But regardless of that, all I need was the opportunity, and I got it. So I'm real thrilled about that.
Guys, he's big. 6'7", 312 pounds. At least that's what they list you as, Jack. We talk a lot about big hands and the length of these guys that play your position. What do you say about all of that stuff? The measuring and the hand size, because they talk about tackles and keeping these edge rushers off the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you can't have some, 15-inch arms or something like that. But when they start splitting hairs, talking about, quarter of an inch, this, that, I don't think it really makes that big of a difference.
Right. Now, man, look, all we know is we think of, the Big Ten, Jack, and Wisconsin, we just figure you're a mauler. We figure you're a guy that used to beat up your brother, or tried to, and just wants to beat up people. Is that true?
That's absolutely true.
Now, how tough, by the way, what is Wisconsin practice like? I mean, because, everybody in the SEC, every region thinks they got the best, toughest guys. But what was it like playing in the Big Ten?
Practices were tough. There was definitely some grinder practices, especially when Coach Fickell came in there. It was a really trying to test your toughness, but, only made us better. I think it's prepared me well for what's to come.
Jack Nelson joining us here on the show, guys, introducing you to all of our new rookies as rookie camp is opened up this week up at Flowery Branch. What about, the strengths of your game? We know Wisconsin traditionally has always had a pretty good run game. I see you, and I've heard from scouts that you're a great run blocker. What do you think the strengths are of your game?
I would agree with that. I think I'm pretty good on the backside of zone stuff, especially cutting off on those backside plays. I think my quickness and my lateral agility really helps me out there. So I would definitely have to agree with that. I'm really excited for this offense. Mm.
As we mentioned, guys, you heard from Jack, his brother Todd played, and his dad, Nelson, played at Wisconsin. I saw a photo from your Wikipedia page. Your dad looks like he can still lace him up right now.
Yeah, he certainly likes to get after it in the weight room. But, he's definitely getting a little long in the tooth.
Is he the guy that would get you guys up? Let's go, son! Get you in the weight room early? Was he that guy?
Oh yeah, yeah. My dad's definitely a really intense individual. Yeah. He's real intense dude. That's for sure.
No, I'm looking at the photo, Carl. I mean, he's going to burst right out of the screen at you. Again, guys, we're talking about one of our newest Atlanta Falcons. Jack Nelson here is with us. And again, we've been asking all the guys that got drafted, not knowing, as you said, after the combine because you were banged up. How did you spend that weekend? When did you get the phone call? What was that like?
It was definitely a really stressful time. Like I said, just a lot of uncertainty. But we decided to have the spend the draft at the at this local bar that we're family friends with the owner in Madison. So we had my family, a couple of close friends, and a lot of guys from the team from Wisconsin. The whole line was there, so it was pretty cool. And when I finally got that call, to be surrounded with my best friends, my family, it was definitely something special for sure.
So real estate and urban land economics, what is that, Jack? I mean, what are you going to be, a mogul?
I mean, I just knew if I was going to get my degree paid for, I wanted to, you know, make it worth it and not do some kind of, you know, communications or some kind of cop out. So, yeah, but that being said, I mean, it was the easiest degree in the business school, so I went with that one.
All right, I was going to say, apparently, Carl, there was no geology. Rocks for Jocks at Wisconsin.
When I saw that, I was like, impressive. And by the way, I'm being serious here. He is an academic All-American while he was at Wisconsin, so Jack is all about it. Hey, man, what do you think about the Falcons? What were your perceptions? I don't know if you had any before you got here. And did you ever watch any of these games, and did you see Michael Penix last year, or did you watch any of this squad?
To be honest, not much. You know, prior to this, you know, my life was kind of just dominated by college football,
sure.
Obviously. But the only thing I really knew about the Falcons was, you know, it was down south. And, you know, I've never really been down there, so excited to be here. Definitely a new experience, great people so far, and I'm real thrilled, looking forward.
Outstanding. We got a coach. It'd be interesting. Everybody who gets to meet Coach Raheem Morris for the first time, I mean, he's a real energetic personality. So there's almost like a little bit of a college vibe there. Be curious to see how that works out. And I don't know, man, Bijan Robinson and all these weapons and Michael Penix, we got a lot of guys. So looking forward to seeing you out there, man, protecting these dudes.
Absolutely. I'm beyond stoked. Super excited.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, meeting you. And Jack, good luck, man. Welcome to Atlanta, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Good stuff. Football does run through his family, and you know, those guys, man, they're unique because it's like they never get away from it, Mike. You know, some guys get a chance to go home and they're the only guy in the family that plays. I mean, his dad, his brother, so they're always talking football. But he is an excellent, at least according to the scouts, run blocker,
right?
And he talked about that backside zone in this particular scheme, and you know, that's where he excels. Mike, that I think he could be a guy that could have some impact for us, specifically in the run game. Listen, none of these guys are completely polished 100%, but I also think if his pass protection gets better, he's a guy that might end up laying a lot for us.
No, it's just one of those deals where, I mean, I get it. Sometimes you feel like a seventh-round pick is a glorified, undrafted free agent, but as we've seen with Brock Purdy and we've seen with some other guys come in here, I mean, I just think there's an archetype and a body style, just like I think, you know, when we went with Chris Lindstrom at a Boston College, you just know you're going to get some solid play. And so we'll see. Now, obviously, not as high as he wanted to go in the draft, but perhaps, you know, being a little banged up for the Senior Bowl and some of this contributed maybe his stock falling a bit. But I think when you look at the size element, it's like, I mean, I can imagine offensive line coaches on the Falcons, we can fix that if there are things that need fixing.
Yeah, and I think he got hurt in the bowl game,
right?
Which is why that affected his Senior Bowl, you know, situation. Either way, obviously he's over that and healthy, and we're looking forward to seeing what he's got. Look, we got five picks in this draft. We think three are going to be impact, right? For sure. The last two are going to be interesting, and we just had Billy Bowman on from Oklahoma. I think Billy Bowman, guys, is going to get playing time. I don't know how much, but I do think he is. But he's also Jack Nelson. If he comes in, Mike, and you've been concerned about the other side of this line.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. If he finds a way to impress the coaches, maybe he gets some time.
But I will say this. I mean, as much as I get on the front office, they've done a really good job evaluating offensive line pieces from Bergeron and the undrafted or free agents we brought in as depth. I think we've done a pretty good job with O-line. And now the next guy we'll get a chance to talk to in a bit will be Xavier Watts.
All right. Stay right there. Michael Penix, would the Falcons have been a playoff team if they inserted him sooner? He answered that. We're coming back with it next.